ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. All right.
If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out. Drink driving, all bad. What's all good is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
You know that maths finished up on the weekend and the whole drama of it is starting to die down. Let's talk about the episodes and whatnot. But there is something that really stuck with me in that final episode, and not in a good way. It was when Melissa and Bryce were on the couch for their final session and she pretty much admitted that no matter who tells her what or how much information she gets about Bryce's lying,
Of which there's been
a lot
during this season.
She just doesn't want to hear it. This is the bit that I'm talking about.
I've said it time and time again, and I know that the evidence continues to pile up, but I'm in love with Bryce. And this is my decision. I'm here. We're happy. Just let it go.
Now, I know we haven't seen the entire relationship. We've only seen the bits and pieces that have been on TV. But what we have seen has been super toxic. And I just think there's a duty of care there where we need to talk to the audience of MAFS and talk to Queensland in general about how to deal with this if you do see a friend in a similar situation. Because Melissa's friends have been trying to help her and she has not been receptive to that help. And so it kind of makes you feel helpless if you're in that situation where a friend is in a toxic relationship. So we actually have Alan Ball on the line with us right now. He is the director of White Ribbon Australia Operations. How are you, Alan?
I am fabulous. Thank you so much for the opportunity to have a chat this morning.
No, thank you so much for joining us. So I guess what we wanted to talk to you this morning about is mainly if you see a friend in a toxic relationship, in a really bad situation. We know domestic violence in Australia and in Queensland is a really big problem. What do we do?
Yeah, look, thank you so much. First of all, what we're doing is having a conversation online about it. What we fundamentally have seen recently in media headlines, not just in MAFS, but what's happening in with too many men in positions of power and incidences in the media, they're not isolated. Violence against women endures in many forms across our community. And so I really wanted to shout out and say, well, thank you for raising it and illuminating the issue, because we need to talk about it. Because violence against women happens on our streets, on our buses, our trains, and it happens to all women from all walks of life at any age, at any time. It doesn't discriminate. And so the first thing that we need to do is we need to raise the bar for what it means to be a decent bloke or a nice guy. To stop violence against women, we need well-meaning men to do merely more than avoid perpetrating the grossest forms of physical or sexual violence. And men must strive, really, for equitable and respectful relationships. And we're not just talking about men who are perpetrators, but we need to talk about the men that stand by and say nothing. And to the extent that men do stay silent in the face of another man's violence against women, who are not perpetrators, but perpetuators, allowing the violence to continue, that's not okay.
Yeah, so
and not just violence, but conversations too when it comes to respect. If it is, you know, say a best friend in a situation though, like it's really easy to for them to be isolated, because if you try to help and they reject your help, it's easy just to back away and say, well, it's their problem. But that's not what we should be doing, is it? Like as a female with a female friend, how do we even broach that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's really complex and it'll be case by case, but it's about listening with that respect and that validation. So it's really a time for us to not say too much, but to actively be in that conversation, and also to start with those kind of open-ended questions. So we talk about what's going on for you, what do you mean by that? So being a bit curious in the investigation so we can dig it a little bit deeper.
Yeah, makes sense, Alan. The other important resource is the group you work for, White Ribbon Australia, and anyone can call White Ribbon. If you have any of these questions, if you think you have a friend that may be in that situation, call White Ribbon on 1300 766 491.
But thank you for your time, Alan. That was really insightful.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out, then call them a lift or give them the couch for the night. Drink driving, all bad.